It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tage, what did it take in this game? It was a full 60-minute effort. And even when Pittsburgh scored to make it 2-1, it didn't seem to detour you guys at all. You just kept coming.
Yeah, I mean, I thought... Fortunate to get one right away. That gets them on their heels a little bit, and I thought we were playing fast all night. I thought our D were moving the puck up. Our forwards were pushing out into the neutral zone and got a lot of odd man rushes out of it, especially in the second. You know, you see a lot of our goals coming off that rush, and I thought we did a good job in the low zone with motion, and when we had nothing, we were putting it behind the net and trying to make their D break out.
What did you do to make them believe you were going to Cooley? Because I think they believed 100% you were passing that puck to Cooley. What did you do to make them believe that?
I don't know. Just had some time and space, and honestly, just trying to hold on to it and see what opens up. And they gave me the middle and took it and shot it.
What did you think of the way that Yuri played tonight?
Yeah, I thought he was really good. He's been playing really good hockey lately. I think just 200 feet, you know, he plays well on both sides of the puck, and I think that's why we get offenses. We get the puck back, and I think right now he's been making really smart puck decisions when he has nothing, not forcing anything, just keeping it simple. And obviously he's got a really good shot, so anytime we can get him thinking shoot first, usually that's a good sign, and things open up from there.
You've won the last three games and you've chased a starting goalie. You lost a bunch of them early in the season. Just what's allowed you to close out those games? What does that represent to you, I guess?
I think a little bit of maturity. I think that's kind of something that's been getting us in trouble all year. I mean, regardless of chasing the goalies, but anytime we've had a lead this year, I think we just get a little too high on ourselves and start to get a little too casual and start floating pucks through the middle or try to get cute with it, and obviously play against teams that are going to pick those off, go the other way and make you pay, and we've unfortunately had to experience that all year, and I think there's a new maturity to our game where everyone's committing to, when we do have a lead, putting pucks in places that there's no risk coming back the other way and making them break out through all five of us.
You have a lot of good players injured right now, but some young players, especially in this game, have came through, like Kozak and Roseanne and you know, others that have come through. What does that mean as a leader to you to see those young kids, Kulik as another one, to come through the way they have recently?
Oh, yeah, it's great to see. Nothing by my doing or any other guys in this room. It's all them just putting work in. I think they come up, they have something to prove, and they play with a chip on their shoulder, and they work first, and they get rewarded for it. I think you've seen Cozy, last two goals that he scored is him standing in the crease, going to the net hard, and obviously, playing very hard on the other side of the puck defensively, and, he's getting rewarded for it. Rosie steps in, and obviously everyone knows he's got a lot of skill, and I think for him he's stepped in and did the things that not a lot of people notice. The little 50-50 puck battles, in shot lanes, just the little things that add up over the course of the game that maybe don't get any recognition from fans or people outside watching the game, but everyone in the room notices it and appreciates it.
Second period has been a little bit of a struggle this year, but was it like to have such a complete one tonight?
Yeah, it was good. I think for us the second period was a little easier tonight just with the momentum we had. I think we were feeling pretty good about our game and had something that was working, just pushing out. Our forwards were, getting out of our zone into the neutral zone, and our D were sending it up, and we're getting a lot of odd man rushes, catching their forwards, just kind of in no man's land. So, stuck to that. I thought, speed is something that I think is, identity for us. And I think, tonight we really stuck to just playing north and fast the whole night.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.